Siz de okumuş ya. Şikayet. Ja, ich weiß, es ist schwer, Parsha. It's a Parsha full of disappointments. Everyone's disappointed in this Parsha. Yaakov, he had a son, and he's gone. Yaakov feels it's his fault. I can't say he's wrong. I don't know. I can't be sure if it's Yaakov, but Lamai said, Chazal say that there was something that he could have done that wouldn't have happened. The brothers very disappointed. Look what happened. Everything fell to pieces. They feel they're a fault. I can't say they're wrong. Yosef, he's stuck in Mitzrayim. He also feels he's I don't know if he failed, but it was also his fault. Yehuda, Yehuda Meisechov, it's also his fault. The whole story with Yehuda is what happened over there with Yehuda? it's what do you say about this pasuk? Vayibu hayomim, many days passed. I think the pasuk is known, or I have to go into the story. The pasuk is known. I can go up to square two. Vayibu hayomim, many days passed. But Thomas Bashua Eshes Yehuda, Bashua, the wife of Yehuda, died. By Yenochem Yehuda was consoled. Vayal al Gilgoy Zaytzein. What's the pasuk saying? By Yenochem Yehuda. What's that again? But Thomas Bashua Bas Yehuda. So now he's a pony. He's not married. I mean, the story was Mamshach. This tells the whole story with Tamar. Right. We know that the Maaseh B'Tamar is a Malach Dochfa. It's impossible that should have happened by itself. Malach Dochfa. But what's the pasuk by Yenochem Yehuda? By Yenochem Yehuda, what's the pasuk going to tell me? I think these two words, by Yenochem Yehuda, is saying an unbelievable thing over here. Yaakov is shattered. Shattered. He lost Joseph. No, right? Rashi says, he said, I was told I'm not going to see Gehenim if I have all my children. I'm finished. I'm waiting. Gehenim is waiting for me. That's what's waiting for me. The brothers are Tzibroch. Yosef is a Mitzrayim. What's Yehuda do? He has children. He's building up his family. What's going on over here? Everything's shattered. Everything's smattered. It's a shmetit. And now you say, shattered. Smithereens. Yaakov, Dib Shvatim, Yosef, you, everything. And he's building up his, he's getting married and everything. Business as usual. What's Pshat over here? What are you doing? Pshat is, the house, Yaakov, his house is torn to pieces. Yosef isn't here. Yaakov is broken, the brothers are angry, Yehuda knows it's all his fault. What do I do now? Start again. Continue. I failed, so I'm continuing, I'm starting again. So he took a wife, has children, I'm doing what I can do. What that I can't do? I can't be back here. Okay, so I do what I can do. Gets married, has children, I'm starting. Okay, things look like they're going good. Things look like it's okay. Everything's under control. He has a wife. He has three children. The first one gets married, and he dies. So Yehuda tells Tamar. Yehuda tells Einan, "Be miyab and Tamar." Einan also dies. Yehuda says, Tamar, she probably, she has a mazel ra, and she kills her husband's. I'm not going to give it to Sheila. Okay, so right now he's left with one son and a wife. Now this son was born b'chziv. The pasuk says v'hi b'chziv b'lid to yisoy. What's chziv? Rashi says it's a remez that he's not going to have any more children. Why do I need a remez? Look, the pasuk says that he doesn't have more children. What's the pasuk say? He was in chziv, and that's a remez. He's not going to have more children. Look what happened. See, he's not going to have more children. Why do you need a remez? I think the pasuk is saying how Yud looks at things. Yud says, our heir is gone. Whose fault? My fault. I gave him Tama. Einan's gone. Whose fault? My fault. After I saw what happened to Er, I gave him Tama. Sheila, nothing, okay, Sheila, I'm not going to have any more children. I'm left with Sheila. And now my wife died. Vayinochem Yehuda. He's continuing. Vayinochem Yehuda. Yehuda's continuing. He doesn't stop. Everything smashed to smithereens. He ruined his father's house. He tried to build his own house. He ruined his own house. Vayinochem Yehuda. Vayalgo Yitzchoyne. I'm continuing. Vayinochem Yehuda. Vayalgo Yitzchoyne. I think that's the pasuk saying Vayinochem Yehuda. That's unbelievable. Vayinochem Yehuda. You're left with nothing. You're left with nothing. You had your father's house, you had your house, you're left with nothing. Vayinochem Yehuda, vayalgo Yitzchoyne. So what happens? What happens from this blackest moment? What happens now? From here comes Mashiach. Here comes Mashiach. Over here, he gets Tomo. From Tomo comes Peretz. Peretz Mashiach, and everything's open. In this blackest moment, if we have said, forget it, I'm stopping. I'm stopping. I can't forget it. Atakam. Okay. Ve'yinochem Yehuda ve'yagoy zeitzoynay. Now here comes Mashiach. The Etzim, everyone was disappointed. There's a passion of disappointments, like we said. There's a passion of disappointments. This is right. Yaakov lost Joseph, and he felt it's his fault. I don't know if he felt it's his fault, but he probably felt it's his fault. He said, "I'm going to get Gehenna for this." He felt that it's his fault. Yehuda lost everything. His fault. Joseph lost everything. His fault. The Shvatim lost everything. It's their fault. What happens at the end? The end of the story. What happens at the end of the story? Yehuda, who is Roy the Malchus, they threw him off from Malchus. But he continued. He went in his Avodas Hashem. He get his Malchus back. Yosef, who had Chalemis, he's going to be the king. Right? He got his Zetz. And he sent him to Mitzrayim. But he get back his malchus. He continues Avodas Hashem over there, in the dumps. He got back his malchus. He got his malchus back. I'll tell you a nice word. I said a pshat. I think it's a nice word. Let's see what you guys say. Yosef has a chalim. Yosef has a dream. Behinei Hashemish ve'yerech ve'achad shekochavim mishtachvim li. Where is it? Here. The sun and the moon and 11 stars are bowing down to me. Me and your mother and your brothers are going to come to bow down to you to the earth. Two shaydes. I said you're going to come. I said, "Mishtachem li." I didn't say, "Boyimu mishtachem li." Why? Who said? Where are you coming from? To where? We live in all one house. They were brothers by the father. They all lived in one house. She says, "Are we going to come?" Who said going to come? Why'd you have to come? You're going to bow down to me. I didn't say you're going to come and bow down to me. Havoy navoy. The truth is, they really came. They came from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. But where do you see them in the Cholim? He said, I saw that the shemesh nireach nekachom mishtachlim li. I said, Havoin, are we going to come in mishtachlim? I didn't say you're going to come. I said, you're going to bow down to me. The second child is, what's he saying? Arutza. Mishtachlim l'cha. Arutza? I didn't say arutza. I said, mishtachlim li. You're saying arutza. I didn't say arutza. What does arutza mean? Are we going to bow down to you, to the ground? Maybe you'll take every hashtachav is to the ground. So what's Yaakov saying? What's he being madgish over here? I think Pshat is like this. Yosef had a dream. What's the dream? The sun, the moon, stars. Right? He saw his brothers as stars. He saw his father as the sun. He saw his mother, Bilhah, as it was, as Chazal say, as the moon. The sun, the moon, the stars are bowing down to me. They saw him bowing down to my star, or someone bowing down to me. I'm on the ground, I'm on the earth, and the sun in the skies, the sun and the moon and the stars are bowing down to me on the earth. That was his dream. I'm on the earth, a simple person, and the sun and the moon and 11 stars are all bowing down to me as a person. He didn't have a dream that the stars are banging out to my star. And that's what happened at the end. They were in the Eretz Yisrael. They're steiging. They're shvatim. Yaakov is the others. And Yosef is stuck in Mitzrayim with the, excuse me the expression, right, with this Ishes Petifa. Right? He's shoveling manure. He's in the dumps with Petifa, with the biggest tumor, trying to survive. And they're steiging away. He's on the ground. On the ground is understatement, right? He's deep under the ground. And they're the stars, and they're bowing down to him. I understand. You think I'm going to come to you about that to the earth? You say I'm a son. You say they're the stars. I'm bringing down to you. Navoy, from the Shemayim to the earth, the stars of the You really think so? What's the truth? Me on the earth. My work, no matter where I work, right? It's not my fault. I'm working away with shoveling manure with this Eshish Potifa. That's the Ikar Avoda. You and there's a sun, and them are the stars, they're going to bow down to me on if my Avoda with this tumor. That's the Avoda. I'll be in a higher dagger than you. You're going to bow down to me. I'm shoveling manure, and you're going to bow down to me as a star. That was the chalom of Yosef. The end was that Yosef, who was roi from Malchus, was thrown away. He did his avoda, Arutza. He's doing his avoda, continuing. Never gives up. He gets back his malucha. Yaakov, he lost everything, and Chazal say that he almost lost everything, and Chazal say that you have to learn from Yaakov. You have to learn. Rabbi Yochai, right? Yaakov should forgive me for what I'm saying, but I'm just the Sabbath Oizen. Learn from Yaakov's mistakes. Yaakov, the Chazal say you shouldn't do favoritism among the children. And the Ma'aseh Yaakov gets everything back. Everything he gets back. The Shvatim, what they did over here, they get everything back. They get Lemichya. Lemichya Shlachani Hashem Aleichem. Yehuda gets everything back. Gets back the Malchus. Everyone gets everything back. It's your fault. Yehuda, you lost everything because of you. Yosef, you lost everything because of yourself. Shvatim, you lost everything because of yourself. Why do you get everything back? Hashem says, no matter what happens, no matter where you are, you continue your work, you do, I give everything back. The Gemara says, My Chanukah. Look to Rashi, what do you mean, My Chanukah? The Gemara doesn't know the story of Chanukah? Everyone knows the story of Chanukah. I asked this question. What do you know story of Chanukah? My Chanukah, what's Chanukah? I'm just saying, you never went to Gan? What's the matter with you? You don't know what Chanukah is? My Chanukah. So look to Rashi. Al eize nes kavua. Which nes were the kavua? What does that mean? So Pshat Rashi is l'chayim. There were two nisim. There was nes of the mucham, nes of nitzochid. Rab miyad maat. Giboy miyad chaloshim. V'chulei. And there's a nes fach Hashemet. Like the Gemara, my Chanukah, al eize nes kavua. Like the Gemara, al nes fach Hashemet. Why Nespach Hashemen? Why Nespach Hashemen? I would say that the Nes and Netzachin is a historical Nes. It's a historical Nes. It's negate to me today. I have to thank Hashem for the Meshun Dika Nes he did, the Netzachin of 2,000 years ago. But Nespach Hashemen, okay, so 2,000 years ago they found the Pach Hashemen and they did a mitzvah, Behidur. Wonderful. I'm very happy to hear that. What's the negate to me? What does the Mesbach Hashem help me? What am I thanking Hashem for the Nespach Hashem? Yeah, my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather lit for an extra 7 days in the nearest base of Mikdash. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm very pleased to hear that. For 2,000 years, we have to thank Hashem for we were able to light nearest base of Mikdash for 7 days. Okay. Aleizeh Neskavua, Nespach Hashem. Why Nespach Hashem? Nes and Netzachin. So you want to know, Nespach Hashem. I think Pshat is, I'm saying my Sfar. Nes and Netzachin, we were in big trouble, Hashem saved us. Nespach Hashem teaches me a new Yisoid. Why was there no Shemen? The Yivanim came in, and they went to Tamakot Hashemonim. Why did the Yivanim come in? It was our fault. The Bach says Nishvash l'avoid, because we didn't do the avoid like we were supposed to. Therefore, they came. They went all the shmoni. Okay, what do we do after that? Came the chashmei, mischazik b'avoid, mischazik b'toyer. Chaver, we have to start again. And then what happens? And then we won the mechama. Okay, wonderful. I said, "Bainu shleidam," but I can't light the menorah because I don't have shemen. Of course I can't light the menorah because you don't have Shemin. You, it's your fault. Look what you did. You must ask avoid. They tell me call the Shemanim. Okay, now wait till the 7 days to get new Shemin. What do you want? I'm trying to do my best. And because I was Masashim avoid, I don't have Shemin. Now I can't do the avoider. So what do you want? So I want that things should be back like Ke'ilu, that it should have the Matzah Ke'ilu. I was never Masashim avoid. Hashem says, okay, I'll make you a nest. No problem. No problem. You could like the menorah, kiddi, we never misfashal avoid. Not only the matzav gets fixed up, ki'ilu nothing happened. Not only, like we said, not only does Yosef come out of this misholim, he gets back to melucha, kiddi, nothing happened. Yaakov gets back every one of his matzav, kiddi, nothing happened. The Shvatim get back to Milchio. Shlechan Elifneichen. Kilo, nothing happened. Yehuda gets back to the Melucha. Kilo, nothing happened. It's like the Gemara, Meizel Eskavua. Which is a bigger Nes? Which is a bigger Nes? The Nes Pach HaShemen? The Nes HaMelchoma Nes Pach HaShemen? Nes HaMelchoma shows that Hashem helps in every Matziv. Nes Pach HaShemen shows not only Hashem helps in every Matziv, Kilo, nothing happened. Look what you did. You ruined everything, and then now you mischazik. Everything comes back. You didn't lose a thing. Zekti Gemara. My reason is kavua. Nespach Hashem. Hashem says. It's your fault. Of course it's my fault. But now I'm trying to mischazik. Okay. Yaki mitzvah shel Esav. Right? Yaki mitzvah shel Esav. V'yigi b'kaf yirechoy. V'teki kaf yirech Yaakov. Take a kaf yerech Yaakov. So So now Yaakov is in trouble. He's pointing to his Hershel Esav. Take a kafiyach Yaakov. So two things happen. One thing is menetzeach sar Hershel Esav, and one thing is v'tizuch alav Hashemesh nisapim mitzalosai. Kilu, nothing happened. What's the bigness? The Tzav Shal Esav didn't win over him. Then he returned to like just continued to his biggest godless, to the same godless, same Yaakov, same everything. The second S is bigger. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. My chanuk. But Yeshiva is a parsha full of disappointments, like we said. It's a shver parsha. It's so big. It's heartbreaking. Yaakov, Yosef, Shvat, Yehuda. Everything's falling to pieces. There's nothing left. There's nothing left. Everything's falling to pieces. They continue avoida, and Hashem gave back everything. Kilu, you were never pogim. Kilu, you never pogim. So that's the limud of Chanukah. One of the limudim, not the limud of Chanukah. It's one of the limudim of Chanukah. Said, it's a beautiful drush for Chanukah. What happens after Chanukah? After Chanukah, it's a nice drush, but it's good for 1 week of the year, but I can't continue with this. There's a pasuk in Hallel. There's a drush on it. Pasuk says like this: Ze hayom aso adinay negilim nismachavoy. Right? Ze hayom aso Hashem. Hashem made this day. This day that Hashem made. Negilim nismachavoy. What does voy mean?
That day.
Any other pshatim?
Hashem.
Oh, we have two pshatim. Zok the Medrash. Eini yedeya im boi b'yoyim, or boi b'Hashem. Zeh yom asa Hashem negilu nisuch avoy. What does voy mean? Eini yedeya im boi b'yoyim, or boi b'Hashem. Ad sheba shloim eo pirshu, negilu v'nismuch avoch. Boch b'Hashem. Ad kan the Medrash. Medrash yashir, Medrash. There's a few places. Medicine Tehillim, Medicine Sheshin. Any idea, boy Bashoim, boy Bashem, actually Bashlam appears in the Gilmis Machavoch. I don't understand, not the Kasha, not the Teret. First, what's the Kasha? I don't know if it's the day or Hashem. What's the student? Why can't it be both? Zayim Esra Hashem in the Gilmis Machavoch today with Hashem. There's a student here, can't be both. What's the problem? How do we understand before we saw the Medrash? Today with Hashem. What's the Medrash answer? By Hashem. So we're not talking about today. We're talking about today. So why did you mention today? Why did you mention Hagim Esu Hashem? If you don't mean Hagim Esu Chai today. What's the Medrash saying? So he said to Moshe, you have this fellow who's very, very worried. Why is he worried? He has a Chai for $20,000. And, no, Chai for $20,000, come on, that's a big deal. Yeah, but he has to pay tomorrow morning on the spot. Tomorrow morning, ala bokum, at dawn, $20,000, and he doesn't have a penny. Okay, so everyone knows that when someone's worried, he looks down, doesn't look up. He walks down the street, his head down, and all of a sudden, Moish with his eyes, just like it says in the Mishnah. He's got his money, Moish with his eyes. Dollars, this is big money. I don't believe it. Takes the money together, counts it, $20,000. Can't be. It's surely monopoly money. It's not monopoly money, it's real money. Counts the money, it's $20,000. I'm dreaming. Ow! Okay, I'm not dreaming. $20,000! Okay, so he pays the chai, he's happy. Baruch Hashem. He's happy the whole day. 2 weeks later, he finds out it wasn't the Naveda, it wasn't the Metzia. He has a neighbor, a very rich fellow. He heard that his neighbor is in trouble. So he made sure that he should find $20,000 on the street. He hears that it's from the neighbor. He starts dancing and singing. He's happy 5 times as much as he was happy before. He's happy now. His son sees him dancing and singing. He says, "Daddy, I don't understand. The money you found, the money you paid, everything's happy. Everything's okay. Now that you found out it's from the neighbor, you're starting all over again. Why? What's the difference if it's from the neighbor? You found it." So he said, "I'll tell you. I had a chayv. I found the money, I paid the chayv. What happens if I get another chayv? What do I do then? If it's a metziah, not every day you find metziahs. If it's from the neighbor, I'm okay. The Medrash says, Zehayim asah Hashem. Hashem showed me what's going on over here. Negilim esu chavay hayoyim, negilim esu chavay Hashem, it's forever. This wonderful thing, this for today, this forever. It's forever. Hashem just showed me today, but if he showed me today, it's going to continue on. Any day, bayoim, today, but not every day is Purim, not every day is Hanukkah. Well, boy, Hashem. It's the same Hashem in Hanukkah as it is in the middle of Tavis. The same Hashem. Any day, boy, bayoim, boy, Hashem. This limit of Hanukkah, this limit of there's nothing that you could do that will ruin things that you can't fix up and you can't go right there with the same koyach. You lost everything. It's all over. Okay, so it wasn't all over. So I came back to Beis Hamikdash. But what's done is done. You don't have Shemen. You can't be Matik Neiris. Hashem says no. I'm going to give you a nes which is bigger than the nes of Melchama. I'm going to show you that I'm always with you no matter what happened, no matter how much you wound. You can fix it up like either way you never wound it. And this limud is forever. This limud is keseda. What's Hashem should help us that we should always be koyv elov more and more and more ad bleedain. Huh? This time it's a different one.